Welcome to the Pizza Rose Podcast. This is episode 37, The Swear Jar.
Wednesday morning around 9 a.m., Ed puts the finishing touches on his proudest achievement as the general manager of the Chesterwood store. Ed lobbied Debbie for two straight years to get something that, in his mind, every business should have. A roadside marquee. You know, those roadside signs with the logos and the movable letters that usually say a deal or a promotion? Ed puts the last character on the sign, closes the plastic housing, steps back, and admires his handiwork. "Buy three, get one free," reads the sign. Ed smiles to himself and enjoys his moment of glory. He takes a deep drag from his vape and looks at the sign with satisfaction. Dennis and Steve see that Ed is finished and head over to see what he wrote.
"Buy three, get one free? Really?"
asks Dennis sarcastically.
"What? That's our current promotion,"
says Ed defensively. "Dennis is trying to tell you that you've spelled get wrong," interjects Steve.
"What? Ah, jeez,
Ed digs through the box of letters to find an E and quickly replaces the letter I, embarrassed that Dennis caught another spelling mistake.
"Here, carry these,"
says Ed as he quickly thrusts a box of miscellaneous letters and characters into Steve's arms. "Aren't you gonna lock the sign?" Steve asks.
"It's Chesterwood. Who's gonna mess with something like that around here?"
scoffs Ed.
"Plus, I'm keeping the box of letters in the office. It'll be fine."
Steve and Dennis look at the box of letters and then at each other with a mischievous grin from ear to ear. Over at the Pizza Bros corporate tower, the founder walks the halls of his company. The sounds of the spurs on his boots ring up and down the hallway. The employees snap back to attention and diligently pretend to work. As the founder rounds a corner, a group of employees smile with their best troll smiles and nod politely at their boss. All except for Brenda, that is. Brenda's in the middle of chewing out the manager of the accounting department.
"I told you, Karina, I need those sales reports from the last 2 hours an hour ago,"
she yells.
I'm sorry, I'll get those to you right away,"
replies Karina in her most apologetic tone.
"That's right, you flippin' better, or else you're gonna be out on your rump,"
snaps Brenda. But dear reader, she neither said flipping nor rump. All of the employees at the Pizza Bros corporate tower know to never, ever use swear words in front of the founder.
"Brenda, such language!"
scolds the founder with his cowboy accent.
Founder,
stammers Brenda, knowing that she's been caught red-handed. Or is it red-tongued?
"That's right. You better be sorry. Such language is unbecoming of a lady of your caliber. Now I insist that you apologize to Miss... I'm sorry, what's your name?"
continues the founder.
Karina, sir?"
the terrified accounting manager stammers.
"Okay, now Brenda, you apologize to Miss Karina,"
insists the founder.
"Ugh, fine. I'm... sorry for speaking to you in such a way,"
states Brenda begrudgingly.
"Thank you. Now, I gotta get back to work,"
says the founder as he heads back to his office. Brenda waits for the founder to walk out of earshot and resumes berating the poor accountant. A few hours later, the founder takes a nap in his oversized luxury office. He tosses and turns on his Conestoga wagon-themed daybed. In his dream, Blake McManus and himself are in the middle of a gunfight. They're surrounded by bad guys who most horrifyingly use dirty words to insult them. The founder shoots up out of his dream and realizes he has to make an immediate company-wide change. He runs to his desk, grabs a piece of paper, and sets to work. The next day, Debbie teaches Ed about this brand new policy. She puts a quart-sized jar on the driver's table with a thud.
"This is the founder's new initiative to, clean up the company,"
grumbles Debbie in a cross voice.
"A jar?"
asks Ed in confusion.
No,
says Debbie as her eye twitches in frustration.
"It's a swear jar." "A swear jar? Really? Why do we need that?"
asks Ed.
"Because the founder said so, and he's the boss. That's why,"
says Debbie firmly. She thrusts a 3-page laminated document into Ed's hand.
Here, this is the list of words and their costs if someone's caught saying them at work.
Ed frowns as he looks over the list of forbidden words.
Ugh, wait a minute. Half of these words aren't even bad words. Since when is slicer a bad word? And seriously, 75 cents? This is outrageous. If you're serious about being a district manager, you need to learn to blindly follow company policy. Never ask questions about it, regardless of how you feel. That's what it takes to go up in this company.
Debbie says firmly.
Fine, whatever I gotta do.
Agrees Ed. 2 days later, the swear jar has taken its toll on the employees of Pizza Bros. Ed stands in front of the marquee sign and reads what a clearly disgruntled employee wrote on the sign.
The swear jar can go,
Ed reads aloud.
Ah, jeez. The rest of this is like 75 cents, $2.50, $5, $5.50 in curse words,
exclaims Ed as he views the sign first thing in the morning. Ed storms back into the store, takes $5.50 from his wallet, and puts it in the swear jar, which was already overflowing at the moment. 2 quarters fall out of the jar and onto the metal table with a clang. Ed sighs with frustration.
We're gonna need a bigger swear jar. Now where the heck did I put the keys to that sign?
He says as he rummages around his office. Suddenly, Ed realizes that heck costs a quarter. He walks over to the register, breaks another $5 bill into quarters, and stuffs what he owes into the jar. As he does, Steve and Dennis arrive for work.
Did you see that sign? That's hilarious!
Says Dennis as he laughs.
Yeah, real funny. Cost me $5.50.
Says Ed begrudgingly. Why did you have to pay for that? Asks Steve with confusion.
Because I don't know who did it, and someone has to pay. That's company policy,
replies Ed. Okay, but who would know if you did or didn't? Begins Steve.
Stop! Look, I gotta do what I gotta do and not ask questions,
interrupts Ed.
You two, just go get prep done or whatever,
says Ed as his daily workplace migraine grows in intensity. Ed heads back to the office, grabs the box of letters, and ventures out to the marquee sign to change it back to his original text. The next day, Ed arrives at the store to yet another new message. Pizzy Boys rule, hip hop forever, reads the sign. Ed once again heads into the store and changes the letters back.
Seriously, this is ridiculous. At least this one doesn't cost me anything, though,
grumbles Ed as he changes the message back. That day, Ed decides to convert a 5-gallon bucket into their new swear jar, and the employees once again proceed to fill it. The next day when he arrives, he finds that once again, the sign has been changed. Dennis wets the bed, reads the sign.
Okay, that's it. I'm done,
says Ed as he throws his hands up in frustration and leaves the sign exactly as he found it. He turns on his heels and charges off to smoke a cigarette. A cigarette, you say? Why, yes. When Ed is very angry, he secretly puffs those sticks while taking care to hide it from Dennis. Later that afternoon, Ed decides to round up the usual suspects to discover who has been changing the sign. He calls Steve, Dennis, Jenny, Riley, Beth, Travis, and Freddie into the back room to interrogate them.
Where's Travis?
Demands Ed.
He's not here yet,
replies Beth.
More like, late as usual,
Dennis sarcastically interjects. Ed turns his focus to the currently present suspects.
Where were you last night?
Asks Ed as he shines a flashlight in Riley's eyes, trying to intimidate him.
Working? What's this about?
Asks Riley.
What about you? Can you prove that Riley was here the whole time?
Asks Ed as he now shines the light into Jenny's eyes.
Get that out of my face! I don't know if Riley was inside the whole time. I was busy last night. You know, delivering pizzas,
she says with annoyance.
What about you, Freddy? I know you like signs. Did you change it?
Asks Ed, shifting his suspicions to Freddy.
I will only speak with my lawyer present, says Freddy, unflinching.
Beth, it was you, wasn't it?
Accuses Ed, looking half-crazed.
I like Pizza Bros, remember?
She replies.
Oh, do you? Then why did you write Pizza Bros really sucks on the wall? I bet you didn't know I knew that was you!
Ed accuses.
That was a moment of human weakness. Seriously, let it go. It wasn't me. I didn't mess with the sign,
says Beth gruffly.
That means it must have been you two!
Yells Ed as he shines a flashlight in both Dennis and Steve's eyes.
Okay, fine. We changed the sign once, but that was because Dennis couldn't stand your poor grammar, replies Steve.
Snitch!
Dennis yells at Steve.
What? It's really not a big deal, says Steve with a shrug.
Wait, Dennis, didn't you come in last night and ask for the box of letters?
Jenny interrupts.
Me? No, I didn't do that,
asserts Dennis.
Yes, you did. I remember. You came in around 8 p.m. and you said, Ed wants me to update the sign. Where are the letters? And then I pointed to the office. But then I left on a delivery, so I don't know what you did after that,
continues Jenny.
Impossible. She's lying. I was at home watching a Younger Generation marathon and building a model spaceship. Look at the time clock. Riley cut me at 6:40 last night,
rebuttals Dennis.
Don't lie. If you're the ones who've been changing the sign, then you owe me $20 for everything I put in the swear jar,
demands Ed.
But it wasn't me,
Dennis defends himself.
Then who was it?
Presses Ed. Dennis looks at Ed with defiance in his eyes. He sighs, reaches into his pocket, and pulls out a $20 bill.
Look, it wasn't me, but here's the 20. Are we good?
He asks.
Yeah, we're good. But no more changing the sign. Got it?
Ed asks firmly.
Yeah, I got it,
replies Dennis. Everyone but Steve and Dennis leave the back room and go back to work. We're not going to stop changing the sign, right? Steve asks Dennis.
Ha! No way. We better stop using curse words, though. Oh, and you owe me $10 for taking the heat on that,
says Dennis. Steve gives Dennis a $10 bill and asks, so who actually changed the sign last night? Was it you? Dennis pauses in silence and his eyes narrow.
Me? No. But I know who did. It's a private matter, and I'll deal with that myself.
The end. So Dennis, seriously, like, who changed the sign? Like, come on. Like, we're Bronk and buddies. Like, you can tell me.
All things will be revealed in time, Steve. All things.
Okay. And with that bombshell, thank you for listening to the Pizza Bros podcast. I'm Steve.
And I'm Dennis.
And we'll see you guys at the next episode. And don't forget to visit therealpizzabros.com, sign up for notifications, and leave us some feedback. Send us some contact. Let us know what you know and what you don't like. And remember, without you, we'd have
zero listeners. Thanks.